Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here on the phone. Michelle Reining is with us. She's a Southwest District Superintendent for the Iowa Department of Natural Resources, Parks, Forest, and Preserves Bureau. And we want to talk a little bit about some seasonal opportunities that folks might want to take a look at. Michelle, good morning.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much. How is life with the DNR Parks, Forest, and Preserves Bureau these days? Are we doing pretty well?
Yeah, doing really well. During COVID, the parks were a place for everyone where they could get out to and enjoy and be out and about and not feel cooped up. And that trend has kind of continued. And the parks are always a fun place to come and visit, but also a fun place to work.
Do you see that, though? Do you see the results of that? Maybe some folks taking on maybe a new habit?
Yeah, during COVID, I think a lot of people picked up, you know, whether it was kayaking or canoeing or fishing. And then, of course, this time of the year, snowshoeing or, winter hiking is cross-country skiing. Those are all things that you can do in the parks. So our parks are really year-round opportunities for outdoor recreation.
Yeah, I think sometimes people forget that there's a lot to see and do in some of the state parks and some of the preserves that we have, and maybe just don't think so much about it quite as much in the wintertime. But it actually is kind of interesting because it looks different.
Absolutely. I think visiting in all four seasons, it's a different experience.
Well, very good. Want to talk a little bit about some seasonal positions that open up, especially during the summer months. I know it's always difficult to find folks who be able to do everything that needs to get done in some of the parks, but you're always looking for an extra hand?
Absolutely. So in the parks, obviously in the summer months, that's when the greatest use is. Everybody wants to get out and swim and boat and fish and hike and camp and do all those fun things that we were talking about. And so it takes a lot of extra people, a lot of extra hands to maintain and keep on top of all of the tasks that go into operating the park. And so we, across the entire Parks Bureau, we fill approximately 350 seasonal positions across the state. And so we are advertising and looking at filling those positions right now.
I know folks are looking and sometimes having a little trouble in filling open positions normally. Are you seeing that in the park system as well?
Yeah, this past summer, it kind of depended on the geographical location. Some areas we had plenty of surplus of help, and other areas, you know, we were still looking even towards the end of the summer. So we want to get the word out there early, and we want to let people know that we are hiring, and it's a variety of work. Some people think of, you know, oh, in a park, all you're going to do is mow, but there's so much more to it than that.
Like what? Let's talk a little bit about some of the things that folks would be asked to do.
Sure. So it's the day-to-day operations of the park. So, with all of the high visitor use that we would have, all of our facilities, so it's maintaining our cabins, our lodges, our shelters, campsites, just the routine maintenance on those buildings, whether it's painting or repairing or fixing doors or just kind of if you think of your home, the routine maintenance things that you have to do with the general wear and tear on your home. Well, those things are exacerbated in the parks because of the high visitor use. So it's a lot of routine maintenance just in the general day-to-day operations. But also there's opportunity for interpretation and education and programming. We like to spread our message. And so, you may be assisting with helping maybe give a snake program or a program on recycling or something like that. And then there's also the natural resource management side of things, so tackling invasive species problems, timber stand improvement, maybe getting in on some prairie restoration. So all different types of opportunities of work. These parks are actually like little cities. If you think about a small town or a small community and all of the work that goes into that, these parks really become a little city in the summer with all of the people and all of the maintenance and all of the everything that goes into making it look nice and be a safe place for people to come and recreate.
Sure. I think in the past, if we'd have seen the listing and it says summer seasonal opportunities or positions open, we'd have thought initially, oh, well, high school students can pick up some extra coin, working in the summer, doing some of these things. But you actually have something for just about everyone. You need a whole range of skill levels.
Absolutely. And so like you said, you have to be 18 years old. I would like to point that out. But you know, someone who is going into college and wants to get into this field, it's a great opportunity. But it doesn't have to be that. You know, anybody who's looking for some extra hours in the summer, and we do have flexible hours. You know, we operate in the summer. We're open from 4 a.m. The park is open from 4 a.m. to 10:30 p.m. So, you know, we generally have people staffed within the parks generally from 8 a.m. till, you know, midnight or beyond, depending on what is needed. And each park is a little bit different with the resource needs and the staffing needs. So it's not a one-size-fits-all, so there's definitely lots of opportunities.
Now, we're talking all across the state, right? There's a need at all the state parks.
Absolutely. So all of them, all of the state parks, so if you go to iowadnr.gov and then employment, you'll see the postings there. But all of the state parks are currently hiring. Here in southwest Iowa, those parks would include Prairie Rose, Springbrook, Lake Anita, Nine Eagles State Park is clear down there in Decatur County, Green Valley State Park in Creston, Lake of Three Fires down in Bedford, Waubonsie State Park down in Fremont County, Lake Manawa, Wilson Island. Those are all should be familiar names to the your visitor or your listeners here today.
Yeah, and each of those parks is different and unique in its own way. So I assume the positions probably bring some unique things along with them.
Absolutely. So depending on the resource or the park, like I said, you could be assisting with programming and education to the park visitors. You could be assisting with enforcement, like rules and regulations of the park, helping the park ranger enforce those things. You could be assisting with the natural resource management side of things. So, you know, we have a thunderstorm rolls through. There's a lot of brush and things that needs to be picked up and trees cut. Like I mentioned, the invasive species. So we're tackling that to stay on top of all those problem weeds and plants out there so that our natural plants can flourish.
These are important things. You're not just helping others, but you're helping to ensure that the park continues to flourish in the future for others to enjoy.
Absolutely. In 2020, we celebrated our 100th anniversary, so we're just getting started on our second set of 100 years, I guess. And that's our mission statement, to conserve and protect and so others and future generations can enjoy.
Sure.
Yeah.
Michelle, when I think of working at a park like that, I think of open spaces. I think of maybe being out there on my own at different times. Are you looking for people who are pretty self-motivated?
You know, that is a good point. So it's great to be a self-starter. There's always something to do in the park. That is for sure. That's how I started my career almost 30 years ago now as a seasonal. And I really wasn't sure what I wanted to get into. And you know, it's just, it's motivating being out there. And it's great because you get to be outside every day. You get to work with people. But you do have to be somewhat of a self-starter, but there's always something to do and you never get bored.
Yeah, and there is direction. It's not like you're just dropped in the park and off on your own.
Right, exactly.
All right, very good. Well, and as you said, it might be a place to start. Look at your example there, too. We get a lot of folks that get involved in different internship-type projects where they're not really sure what they want to do. It gives them an opportunity to experience something and see if it's maybe a young person in college. It's something that they want to pursue, and it's a great opportunity to have.
Well, and it's also when you're, if you get started in the parks, you'll get to learn about the entire DNR as a whole. And, you know, within the DNR, we hire accountants, we hire attorneys, you know, biologists, and we have the whole gamut out there. So we have our communications bureau. So, you know, we have our Iowa Outdoors magazine. We have people on staff that put that together. So it's not just, you know, like I said, mowing grass. There's so much more to it than that.
Yeah. And even if it doesn't turn into a permanent career, again, it gives you an opportunity to know that you're doing something for the future, too.
Well, absolutely.
Talk about how they would apply for something like that or find out more.
Sure. So you can contact any of the state park's offices. So if you just Google if you live near a certain state park that you're interested in, just Google their phone number and contact them, and the local staff can help you. Otherwise, you can go on to our website, iowadnr.gov, and then search for employment opportunities. And then there you'll you'll be connected that way too.
Okay, very good. And we should stress too, these are employment opportunities. We're not looking for volunteers, but you could volunteer, I guess, if you wanted to.
Absolutely. If you contact the individual park offices, they generally have volunteer opportunities in that way too.
All right, very good. Michelle Reining with the Iowa DNR Parks and Forest and Preserves Bureau with us here this morning, talking about some of those summer seasonal opportunities that might be something you might be interested in. Get you a little fresh air here in the summertime and know you're helping folks out in the process. Michelle, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it.
Thank you.